Dr. Anthony Jordan is with us today. Anthony is responsible for the rollout of the vaccination scene in the northern region. And after a weekend in which tens of thousands of Aucklanders were vaccinated, health officials gearing up for surveillance testing in several city suburbs. They'll be the focus of contact tracing this week as we try to crack the mystery COVID-19 cases likely to keep the city at level four. That's not a given just yet, but that's certainly on the cards, a possibility. Anthony, thank you again for joining us on the program. Te nākwe.
Morena, Dale.
Morena. Your update for us, please, Anthony, after what was a strong push to get our people Māori vaccinated. Still a ways to go, though.
Sure is. And obviously, where we started from, we're making good progress. I always remind people that where we were 2 months ago, averaging in the late 2000s in terms of Māori vaccinations delivered per week, we're up around the sort of 13, 14,000 mark. So people are definitely stepping up and doing their bit to protect themselves and their whānau.
We've got the buses rolling out and focus on areas where we gather, supermarkets and the like. And also in our news, just mentioned that one of those buses went to a campground and all of the people who weren't vaccinated were. What would you say of the whakaro behind the rollout, taking the vax to the people?
This is exactly what the Māori providers have been asking for. It definitely is something that we've been supportive of, and we're so proud to roll out those buses alongside our Māori providers. They know where the people are. And they just need the support from us to get out there into those communities.
What will be some other initiatives to up the ante, do you think?
I think a lot of what we're going to see now is an engagement piece of work from our Māori providers. They know their people the best. They'll go to where they need to be. So I think we just need to watch and wait. Like you mentioned, going to a campground was a really good initiative, and we'll see other initiatives about where they go and some of the communications they have with whānau to ensure that they still have questions to come along and talk to us, not just to come along and get the vaccination, but even if they're sort of sitting on the fence, that we're there to talk to them as well.
Nothing mobilises Māori more than our kids' welfare. So would it, and with our very youthful population and, you know, bulk of our population actually are little ones, has there been any consideration of lowering the age of the vax for Māori in the hope that that might encourage whānau to get vaccinated as an entirety?
So the data on the studies looking at a younger population, so the 5 to 11-year-olds, are just being concluded now overseas. And so that information should be through, hopefully within the end of the month, early October, which will allow us to look at licensing these vaccines for a younger population. The thing I'd still remind people is the best thing that we can do at the moment for our tamariki is to get vaccinated ourselves. And that's a pretty big motivation when we look at previous polls amongst Māori in terms of what motivates them. It is to protect their whānau. So I think keeping that on message is really important, that it is the way that we can protect our tamariki now.
Be surprised, maybe disappointed, as most of us are, that it has found its way into the Waikato, particularly at Mangatangi, which is somewhat on the border there, but the fact that there's a possibility that, and that's what it is, I think, a possibility that it could have been spread in the classroom. What would you say of masks and of the situation now that brings Waikato into the equation?
Yeah, I don't really have much more knowledge than you do, Dale, in terms of that case, because I sit in the vaccination space, but it definitely is a discussion that we need to have, and obviously it's always sad to see it spread beyond our borders and here in Tāmaki. So aroha nui to our tainui whānau.
What are you expecting later this afternoon, mate?
You know me, I'm really cagey. I wait to see what the cases are, like to see what the links are between it. Is this transmission that we're seeing that we expected, so in households and people that have already had to go into isolation because someone in their household has got it. So I'm always very cautious around waiting until I see that data before I make a decision.
Thanks. Has there been any consideration of 24-hour pop-up centres, night testing facilities, etc.?
Everything's always considered. I guess one of the things, it's like thinking about how many people go supermarket shopping at 3 a.m. Some of the greatest barriers are actually being present in communities, not just the time. So I think one of the things, just like with the mobile bus vaccinations, being mobile and present in a community is probably the most useful thing that we can do. And so I think you'll see a lot more of that happening across the region in terms of mobile testing happening alongside hopefully mobile vaccination followed up in the same communities, because often that's the thing, is that you often see these outbreaks happening in vulnerable communities. So I think that's why we want to definitely reach out and make sure they're getting the access they need.
Anthony, your team have provided plenty of opportunities. You'd have to have your head in the sand if you don't realise the urgency that we are speaking of as a people. Protect your whakapapa is the catch cry at the moment. What sort of percentage of those who are still unwilling do you think are anti-vax, or we know in our Māori world, many are anti-authority? Any thoughts here?
Yeah, I think that's really important, that actually the proportion of people that are anti-vax are probably very few, even amongst Māori. Being trusting of any sort of hierarchical organisational structure that hasn't served them well in the past is probably formative more in their opinions on what they want to do. And so that's a really important reason why it has to be by Māori or Māori. Actually those relationships with our Māori providers will be a lot stronger than an amorphous big organisation that you've never met before or you don't necessarily have great trust in.
Yeah, kia ora. Incentivising those who are unwilling, do you think that this could be an important strategy going forward?
So incentives in terms of promoting health behaviours hasn't got a great record in terms of changing what people do. The things that definitely work are building on collectivism. So just like you said, preserving your whakapapa in terms of protecting your whānau, those are much more potent motivators for people. So I guess for me, I don't hold great hope that incentives shift people that are sort of unsure. It tends to be one of those things that these people may have come anyway with, even though there's incentives, but shifting those people that are unsure, I don't think there's great evidence that it works there.
You're confident in the expert opinion, the modellers, the scientists that are guiding our response?
Yeah, I am. And, you know, it's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy that, you know, you trust the people thinking the same way you are, but when you look at what they're about and the methods that they're using, it's pretty robust in terms of what they're saying. I think when you get down to really small numbers like we're seeing at the moment, I know it doesn't feel like these small numbers, but there's a lot more movement in terms of, you know, going from 11 to 20. You know, a lot of people get worried about that, but actually behind it is looking at the links between these cases that are probably more important.
Thanks, Anthony. I was hoping for a big surge, like bigger than what we are reporting this morning. Do you think that we're tracking in the right direction and that you have some confidence that we'll get to where we need to get to?
I do. I think slow and steady is what we're seeing at the moment, and maintaining it at the level that we are is important, because we have increased a lot, but I do think obviously the tail to this, so the rates that have increased already, there'll be a lot more hard work ahead to get us over that sort of last 10%, and so people don't need to get despondent or worried about that. That's just what happens when you're sort of struggling to get to the last ones. It's often a lot harder than the initial climb.